We cannot change one thing a person feels about us. You may be able to force or manipulate what they say or how they may even respond. But the reality is, you cannot change what or how they may feel. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about, I cannot stand that they feel this way about me. That's not who I am. I'm a different person, or I've never been that way. You name it, being bothered by what someone feels or thinks about you. So if I may offer an alternative, my alternative to you is to release what they may feel about you or what they may think about you. Have no expectations and see, won't you find the peace of God, the peace for yourself waiting for you and the empowerment for yourself. When you just release without any expectations, you don't have expectations from them. You don't, their opinion of you does not validate you or make you less than or greater than. That is the greatness and the goodness of, I can release this, have no expectations, and move on with my life. That doesn't mean that, oh, I'm through with you. I don't have to have. No, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you have to sever every relationship. What it simply means is, I do not have to be bound by what you feel or think about me. It's that simple. There's no extra to it. There's no additives to it. It's that simple. I do not have to be bound. You do not have to be bound what another person thinks about you. This can apply also to other areas of our lives. Think about other areas in your life where you have an expectation from people. What would it look like to do the things that bring you joy and allow others to join in if they want? No expectation leaves little room for disappointment and frustration on our parts. So here's what I'm suggesting. Let's just have the organic relationships that we have. Don't have an expectation from people in a space of when we want something or when we're struggling with how people feel about us. Let's just navigate in the spaces that bring us joy. Sometimes that looks like, okay, I may have to do some things alone, but is alone really alone? Sometimes being to yourself, doing things allows you to find clarity, allows you to be able to hear what is the Lord saying to you. Are there endeavors that you're working on and it's too much space or too much noise all around you? So doing some things alone allows you to be able to cipher through the noise and be able to get still and hear what is it that you are to do next. Everything does not warrant us having people around us or doing things with us, and the feelings, being concerned about what other people feel, sometimes getting to ourselves and tempering ourselves within. When I think about the scripture, when it says that we are to die to our flesh, we are to die to our flesh daily. So when I think about that feeling of someone not feeling, maybe they're thinking something incorrectly about me or it's wrong, me going back and forth with them is not changing their mind. So I have to die to that feeling, that fleshly feeling of wanting to defend my position, remove myself from that, and allow God to begin to work in me and orchestrate all great things. So grateful, so grateful. So when I think about our adult daughters, I think about the goodness of, wow, this may be where they are, and this may be where I am. But with growth in the Lord, we will not stay in that place. And some things, it's just the simple season, and we have to allow God to work those things out. So I think I made my point. Hopefully I did. If I didn't, put in the comments whether or not, or what it is that you feel, that you have gotten caught up in feelings of wanting people to think of you differently, but you know, you just need to release that to come into your own knowing. Wanting people to do things with you that are important to you, that maybe that's not as important to them. And so it allows you to get some alone time, not being alone, but some alone time. I'm Eleanor, and we are Mothers Conquering Together.